Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mind Training, Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. Buckle up because today, we're diving into a topic that's super powerful, but sometimes super tricky. Forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around emotional baggage? Like there are these wounds from the past that just won't seem to heal? You know that feeling when someone hurts you, and even if it was years ago, their words or actions still sting? Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Holding on to that anger, resentment, or bitterness doesn't help anyone, least of all yourself. It's like letting a rusty nail fester in your soul, causing more pain and keeping you from moving forward. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened to you, it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of those negative emotions. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing what happened, it means choosing not to let it define your present or future. So, how do we actually practice forgiveness? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help us on this journey. 1. Understand why it matters. Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's an act of strength and self-respect. Holding on to anger keeps you trapped in the past, while forgiveness allows you to break free and move forward with your life. Think about it like this. Holding onto resentment is like constantly replaying a painful movie in your head. It only hurts more each time. Forgiveness is hitting the pause button and choosing to watch something new instead. 2. It's a process, not an event. Forget the forgive and forget myth. Forgiveness isn't a light switch you flip. It's a journey that takes time, effort, and often, professional help. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your pain, and allow yourself to feel your emotions. Trying to suppress them will only make things worse. 3. Separate the person from their actions. It's easy to judge someone based on their actions, but remember that everyone makes mistakes. Try to understand why they might have acted the way they did without excusing their behavior. This doesn't mean you have to condone it, just try to see things from their perspective. 4. Practice compassion. This one can be tough, but try to cultivate compassion for both yourself and the person who hurt you. Remember that everyone is human and capable of making mistakes. Extending compassion doesn't mean forgetting about what happened, it means choosing not to let anger and resentment control your thoughts and actions. 5. Focus on your healing. Forgiveness isn't about letting someone off the hook, it's about taking responsibility for your own well-being. Once you choose to forgive, focus on healing and moving forward. This might involve therapy, journaling, spending time in nature, or engaging in activities that bring you joy. Let me tell you a story about this. I once had a friend who betrayed my trust. It was a deep wound that took me months to process. I felt anger, betrayal, and sadness all swelling around inside me. But the more I held onto those emotions, the more they seemed to consume me. Eventually, I realized that clinging to anger wasn't doing anything but hurting me. So, I started practicing forgiveness. It wasn't easy, but it was necessary for my own healing. Forgiving my friend didn't mean condoning their actions, it meant choosing to release the pain and bitterness that was holding me back. It allowed me to move forward with my life stronger and wiser than before. So, remember, forgiveness isn't about being a doormat or letting people walk all over you. It's about taking control of your own emotional well-being and choosing to live a happier, more fulfilling life. It's about setting yourself free from the past and embracing the future with open arms. If you're struggling to forgive someone, know that you're not alone. Reach out to a trusted friend or family member, consider therapy, or explore resources online. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Take that step and start healing today. I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with forgiveness? What advice would you share with someone who's going through this? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, thanks for tuning into Mind Training, Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember forgiveness is always an option.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.